This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Tuesday, July 28th, 2015. I'm Marc Boulanger. The Global Union Federation, which represents public service unions at the world level, is calling on its 670 affiliated unions in 154 countries and territories to adopt new tactics in their fights against privatization. Public Services International, the PSI, represents 20 million workers in social services, healthcare, government services, and public utilities such as water and electricity. David Boyce is the PSI's Deputy General Secretary.
Public service workers and their unions are facing really tough times all around the world. The attacks against us are primarily political, backed by an increasingly powerful corporate and financial sector. These attacks have increased in intensity, starting with the wave of privatizations led by Margaret Thatcher, continued by Ronald Reagan, and imposed on many countries by the World Bank and the IMF. PSI has been fighting this infernal machine for 20 to 30 years. Our approach is, first, do your research. Know the enemy, who is behind it, what they stand to gain, their performance record, etc. Then, recognize that it is a political fight that can't be won at the bargaining table. It requires popular support. So, unions have to educate their own members about the style of campaigning. And we have to educate our national centers, who often don't understand the implications of privatization. Then our unions must reach out to the communities in which their members serve. We have to learn the language of the communities, of NGOs, of the media. We need to build alliances. We need to stand for the common good, not just our own job security, wages, and working conditions. And when we do that, we can and do block the privateers. In fact, in PSI, we are now leading a wave of 250 remunicipalizations in the water and energy sectors, turning back the tide of failed privatizations.
Unions representing taxi cab drivers are trying to fight back against the private transportation company Uber. Uber uses a computer app to allow unlicensed drivers to use their cars as private taxis. The company operates in 300 cities around the world. Unions say the result is dramatic drops in the incomes of taxi drivers. Governments, often unsuccessfully, are telling Uber drivers to respect the laws regulating the taxi industry. And courts are ruling that, unlike what Uber says, the private drivers are not independent contractors. They're actually employees of the company. Recently, the International Transport Workers Federation, the ITF, held a workshop in Geneva to discuss Uber and its effects. Mac Urata leads the ITF's inland transport section team. He describes how Uber works.
If you're living in a city where Uber operates, the Uber taxis in 300 cities, 58 countries, you can be their Uber X driver. And then you might wonder, what's that all about? What about the taxi license? What about the regulations or the background check as a professional taxi driver? Well, Uber says, we don't need them because we are an app provider. And what we do is to match you, the drivers, with the customers, passengers, by downloading the common app. And then the drivers and the passengers can find themselves. And when you get a ride, Uber takes 20% as a commission. That's how the system works.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labor's newscasts are available on its website, iTunes, Twitter, mobile phones, union websites, and community radio stations. I'm Marc Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.